It's time once again for that gentleman with the cheap pocket watch and a bucket full of Chico sticks, coming to you directly from southern New Mexico, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. He's bringing back the nickel soda pop, and he's here right now because this is the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello, friends and neighbors. I hope you're enjoying your day. I sure am. You know what one of my favorite foods is? Pizza. I love pizza, and I like all the toppings, too. I really do. I even like anchovies. I like the little $1 pizzas at the dollar store, and I like the brick oven pizzas from the grocery store delis, and I even like the national pizza chains. I like pizza. I love pizza. Now, I know it's considered an Italian food, but we Americans, well, we kind of like to think that we adopted it. Seth and my son brought a pre-made pizza the other night from one of the new grocery store delis here in town, and it was delicious. I gotta tell you, we may pick up another one before the week is out. I also, a couple of weeks ago, ate an antipasta salad, and it was fantastic. I think I'm gonna do that Sunday afternoon. You know, I think I'm getting kinda hungry right now. Well, enough about all of the tasty food. What do you say we get started with some great music right now, right here on the Jason Kirkman Show, shall we?
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be more? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
That was Tom Jones with It's Not Unusual. Now here's George Jones with something a little unusual for him. It's root beer.
Well, I sent my pretty baby to the neighborhood store. My head was bobbling from the night before. I said, you'd better hurry as she went out the gate. My system needs a helper and I don't mean a steak. She had a cold six pack when she got back, but it was
root beer.
Well, now you can just imagine I was shocked to death. For nearly 20 minutes couldn't get my breath. My mind began to wonder, would I ever get well? I leave it to my baby, well, you can't never tell. Cause everything went numb when I saw what she brung. It was
root beer.
My doctor or my little nurse, but get me something quick before I die or get worse. I only need a toddy, just a little drink. Yeah, that should be enough to put me back in the pink. But if a pain went black when I looked in the sack, it was
root beer.
Thank you.
began to thinking I'd be better off dead. But then I just remembered about my old Uncle Ned. He's got a little business squeezing juice out of corn. And I began to praise the day my uncle was born. Cause you can't get any kicks when you're in this fix out of
root beer.
Well, homebrew lightning, the alcohol, even good old Mountain Dew. Moonshine, grapevine, plenty old time would do. Well, you could be my doctor or my little nurse, but get me something quick before I die or get worse. I only need a toddy, just a little drink. Yeah, that should be enough to put me back in the pink. But everything went black when I looked in the sack. It was
root beer.
Here's a great song by Mr. Jackie Wilson. They called him Mr. Excitement for a reason. Here he is with Am I the Man?
Gain a heart, am I the man?
Yes, you're the man.
You ought to be ahead of letting me know. You ought to be ahead of tell me so. You ought to be here to prove it's true that I'm the only one for you. And baby, tell me what's the gain a heart? Am I the man?
Yes, you're the man.
Yeah, girls in this big city, all of these girls, it's a pity that my girl, she's a thousand miles away. Yeah, yeah, baby, you'd better hurry, cause I begin to worry. Cause all of these beautiful girls are driving me wild. But no, I'm gonna wait until you're in my arms. I'm gonna wait until I have your charms. I'm gonna wait till you come to me and love it, love it like it ought to be. And baby, tell me once again, oh, am I the man?
Yes, you're the man.
Yeah, girls in this big city, all of these girls, it's a pity that my girl, she's a thousand miles away. Yeah, yeah, baby, you'd better hurry, cause I begin to worry. Cause all of these beautiful girls are driving me wild. Until you're in my arms, I'm gonna wait until I have your charms. I'm gonna wait till you come to me and love it, love it like it ought to be. And baby, tell me once again, oh, am I the man?
Yes, you're the man.
Come on, tell me, baby. I heard it from somebody else, but now.
In a list of world's dumbest criminals, you may find the name James Washington of Nashville, Tennessee. He was suffering a mild heart attack and thought he was going to die, so he confessed to a 17-year-old murder. He survived the heart attack, but he did not survive the life sentence they handed down to him. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
Well, I've been waiting ever since I guess my baby's got another date. Stood up, broken hearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball, not even thinking of me at all. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Why must I always be the one left behind, never having any fun? Stood up, broken hearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just waiting for you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Stood up, broken hearted again. Stood up, broken hearted again.
That was the great Ricky Nelson with Stood Up. Here are the Coasters with Searching.
I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna find her.
Well, I've been searching.
I'm gonna searching.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna searching.
Here's a great song. I can't help but smile every time I hear it. It's Sam Cooke singing about the good times.
Take all night long. One more time. Come on and let the good time roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long. Gotta tell you, evening sun is sinking low. The clock on the wall says it's time to go. I got my plans, I don't know about you. Tell you exactly what I'm gonna do. Get in the groove and let the good time roll. I'm gonna stay here till I soothe my soul. If it take all night long, yeah.
Everybody let the good time roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long, yeah, it might be 1 o'clock and it might be 3. Time don't mean that much to me. I felt this good since I don't know when, and I might not feel this good again. So come on and let the good time roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long, and all night,
all night,
and all night. It might take
all night,
all night long,
all night,
and all night,
all night,
and all night,
all night.
So come on and let the good time roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long.
Well, I want to thank all of the stations that carry the Jason Kirkman Show. Real quick, I'll go down the list. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. And believe it or not, that is our anchor station where the Jason Kirkman Show started, little about or over 4 years ago. Then there's our sister station, 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico. And our other sister station, KTMN, 97.9 out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. My good buddy Greg Martin runs the Leading Edge Radio Network based out of Dallas, Texas. Oldies Radio, 104.3 FM out of Cairo, West Virginia. They're found on the internet, and they have their own Roku channel, WVPV, proud to be first in Ritchie County. And rememberwhenradio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina. Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of the beautiful islands. And there's Q-Star Radio out of sunny but hot and humid but gorgeous and beautiful Florida. WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia. I have traveled through West Virginia a number of times. It's just beautiful there. AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, California. You know, I've never been to California, but I hope to go there someday as well. Classic Hits 1630 AM out of Denver, Colorado. I have been there. W Rock out of Boston. I've been there too. It's a beautiful place. I wonder if they're still working on the Big Dig. And they are at WLOR.net. There's also DeepOldies.com and Dark Classics Radio. They are found in Dark County, Ohio. Then there's another great station there in West Virginia. It's WRSG 91.5 out of Middleburn, West Virginia. And you've heard me say it before, but that station is staffed for 3 periods with high schoolers, along with several 8th grade honor students. What a way to learn a new trade and learn some skills and help your community at the same time. There's WFSN 96.7 FM out of Union City, Pennsylvania. We were added there just a few months back, and I love being a part of their programming. The American Senior Radio Network out of Vancouver, Washington. Never been to Washington. I have family there. I'd love to visit them sometime. And then there's Sunny 105.7 WUUK LP out of beautiful Crawford County, Pennsylvania. I hope to go there sometime too. One place I would really like to go is Paris, France. I love the history there. I like the American history that is there in Paris, France as well. And there's a lot of listeners that listen to a satellite station, internet radio station. It's called Radio Satellite 2. It's based out of Paris, France, and it is heard all over Europe. I get emails all the time from listeners in Paris, France, in Germany, in England, in Belgium, and I just think that's fantastic that they are such huge listeners and fans. They tell me they're fans of the Jason Kirkman Show. So thanks to all of the stations that carry the program. I'm going to leave it all at that and get back to all the fun we have here every week, right here, right now, on the Jason Kirkman Show. Just for fun, here's a little historical content. It's an interview, sort of, back and forth, between Herman's Hermits, Peter Noon, and Elvis Presley. It was recorded on location in Hawaii while Elvis was filming one of his movies.
And on the set of Elvis's latest motion picture being filmed in Hawaii, Elvis, come over here. I'd like you to meet a young man who's an admirer of yours and has been for many years. Elvis Presley, this is Peter Noon.
Hi, Peter.
How'd you do?
Pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I thought for a change, we've talked to Elvis many times and also talked to Peter on this recent trip. Maybe you'd like to ask each other some questions.
Yeah, when you're coming to England.
Coming to where? Excuse me. Coming to England? I don't know. Maybe in a year or so. Come on.
Oh, great. Everyone keeps saying, you know, come on, when's Elvis coming over to England? It's headlines in the newspaper every week when you're coming, but you never seem to come.
Yeah. Well, Colonel Parker has a bad back and so forth. And,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And as soon as he starts feeling better, we'll probably come over.
Good. Someone else ask a question now.
Anything you'd like to know about Elvis that you don't know already?
Yeah, how come you made it without long hair?
Elvis, how come you made it without long hair? Well, used to be quite a bit longer, didn't it? Flashback. No, the sideburns did it, I think.
Pardon?
The sideburns did it.
Oh, yeah. That's it, sideburns.
Yeah. You remember those, don't you?
Everyone's laughing around here. What's this?
Well, we just can't help, we're all crazy. Yeah, you have to, man.
It's the sun, is it? Us guys be working in the hot sun all day, and you say we're doing
you have?
Work. Oh, I've not, no.
Peter has. How'd your show go, Peter? That's the least
favorite. Who's your favorite group after the Beatles?
Well, after the Beatles, I would have to say, Boston Pops, okay. And then the Boston Symphony.
The orchestra.
Orchestra. No, I would say your group, the Rolling Stones. I used to know that yesterday, obviously. Your group, the Rolling Stones. Your group, before the Rolling Stones, right? And,
Do you have to get up at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, about 5:30.
You start at 6?
Yeah.
Nice weather anyway. What happens when it rains?
6, 7, 8.
Hmm? What happens every time it rains here?
We have to stop. And go and come inside. Every time a little rain cloud comes over, we everything. That's what we do. No. No, we stop, come inside.
Go on.
Whenever it rains, we let our brains go off a lot. How'd your show go over here?
Pardon?
How did the show go here?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't understand everything. It went fabulous, the show, ain't it? You know, some of the language I can't pick up. Can you understand me?
Yes. Very well.
Yes, sir.
If you're looking for a place to visit this summer, why don't you check out my stomping grounds? I'm talking about southern New Mexico. Yes, we call it the land of enchantment. That's our state motto, and we call it that for many, many reasons. You know, you don't have to take my word for it. Why don't you just come out and visit us? We would love to show you around and even point you in the right directions for exploring, dining, or whatever your pleasure may be. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. Those sites are always linked at my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, why don't you check out the blog and even send me an email? I love to hear from my listeners. Today's program is underwritten, as always, by todaysfullerbrush.com. They've been around for over 110 years. That's a long time. They've been providing moms with cleansing agents and mops for the home, and Dad, well, he likes those brushes and brooms for the shop. They are an American tradition. Check out their website, todaysfullerbrush.com. I was thinking today of an old buddy of mine. He's since passed on, and I miss him dearly. His name was Tracy. He was one of the best guitar pickers I ever had the chance of knowing. I first met him when I was a police chief in a small southeastern Missouri town. He called me to his home to ask me some questions about some legal matters. As I looked around his home, I saw a multitude of guitars and other electronic musical equipment, and I knew right then and there that we were going to become really good friends. And we were. I would visit him often. One night, I was over at his home, just chatting, and he picked up a guitar and he asked me to sing along to one of his favorite songs. and with the help of a multi-track recorder, we put together a little piece that I'm now going to play for you in his memory. He played all of the guitar parts while I did all of the vocals and the percussion. Here's to you, my friend Tracy, and that great night of fun I had singing to your guitar, Little Sister. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station, right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's been nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Well, I dated your big sister and took her to a show. I went for some candy and along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Every time I see your sister, well, she got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old evil weevil. Guess I'll try my love with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned nose, but you've been a growing and a baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done?